Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We close today's program by counting our blessings with a new children's picture book. Lindsay Davis is an award-winning journalist and correspondent for ABC. She's covered major news stories across the globe, including the earthquake in Haiti, to the Harvey Weinstein allegations and Me Too movements. Joseph Bottom is a frequent guest on In the Moment. He leads the cyber ethics think tank at Dakota State University in Madison. His books include The Christmas Plains and An Anxious Age. He's also written number one best-selling Kindle singles for Amazon. Together, they venture into the world of children's literature. Their new book is called The World is Awake. It's illustrated by Lucy Fleming and published by Zonder Kids. It's a celebration of curiosity and wonder and family and everyday blessings. Lindsay Davis and Joseph Bottom join us now on the phone. Lindsay, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Lori, thanks so much for having me on.
And Joseph Bottom, thanks for coming back.
Thanks.
First, Lindsay, tell me a little bit where the idea for this book came from, and you know, it really focuses on gratitude and wonder, and tell me where it started.
Well, when my son was about 2 years old, we were in the car, and he asked me kind of out of nowhere, you know, does God open up the flowers? And I was pleasantly surprised by his curiosity about God and also his ability to make the connection between God and nature. And I just felt that if he was able to at just 2 years old, and other toddlers and 3 and 4 and 5 year olds and beyond would be ready, and the time would be right for a meaningful introduction to who God is in the world around us through nature.
And Joseph, how do you know each other?
I think we met through my agent. Lindsay had a rough draft of this idea and came to my agent, and my agent put us in touch with one another, and I just kind of helped work out Lindsay's sort of central insight into the way the world is awake with this hunger to talk to us about God.
And Lindsay comes to South Dakota in September through the Classics Institute at Dakota State, and then also at the South Dakota Festival of Books in Brookings. So you'll get to meet her in person and see the book. Lindsay, you work, and Joseph does too, in some ways, with a lot of things in your life and your profession of what goes wrong with the world,
right,
and covering news that is not happy. And so how did this sort of process work for you, pausing and saying, I need to write this really, you know, positive story. I need to work on this really positive message for my child.
Right. In many ways, it's the same idea of, you know, the journalist kind of cap is that, you know, we write stories and kind of convey what we see, our experiences and observations. And so, as you say, I mean, it is quite often bad news that we're reporting on in network news. And this was an opportunity to, one, kind of write a little thank you note to God. God has always been a very important part of my life, and I hope to introduce him and have my son have a relationship with God in his life. And so this was kind of a way to do both, and at the same time kind of tell the quote-unquote good news, if you will, and really focus on something that was upbeat and joyful and whimsical and fun, and in a way kind of keep my son a child for even longer. And, you know, even as it is, he's not able to necessarily watch all the stories that I do on the news day to day, because as a 3-year-old, he's just too young to hear about really some of the horrific things that are happening day to day. And so this was kind of a way that I could write a story for him and other children that was appropriate, age appropriate, and just uplifting.
And it's also a story for adults, though, in that same way, don't you think?
I do. I think that, you know, hopefully we've kind of been able to create here what maybe Disney Pixar, you know, the animated films where there's that double storyline, you know, one that the parents can come away with and one that the children can come away with, even though they're watching the same story. And, you know, I think that what a parent will be familiar with is the nuance and the reference to the subtle reference to scripture. So, you know, for example, starting out with Psalm 118:24, which is a little twist on it, right? That this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Adults will know. But then we kind of went a little bit different. This is the day the Lord has made. A butterfly floats through the sun in the shade. And there's also another point, like a reference to Luke, which, you know, I think it was Jesus was talking to the disciples at the time, and he says in the Bible that, you know, well, if the people won't praise, then the rocks will cry out. And so there's a reference to that as well. You know, my son, obviously, at 3 years old, he doesn't understand. And, you know, the Bible or scripture or God's hand in the stories that he's familiar with from the Bible, like Daniel in the lion's den or David and Goliath. But I think that what Joseph and I have been able to accomplish here is a way that kids can just observe the trees and the butterflies and the rainbows and, oh, okay, I get it. That's God's creation, and I'm God's creation too.
Hmm. And Joseph, the work you do with Cyber Ethics and the Classics Institute, you know, this is a book. This is a book with pages. It's not, maybe it's an electronic book somewhere.
They
but
you make those.
No, I'm holding in my hand an actual book.
You know, there is a relation, somewhat tenuous, but nonetheless real, I believe, to the work that I'm doing in cyber ethics. My worries about the changes to our culture and our personalities that have been wrought by 40 years of the computer revolution. And one of the deep thoughts that I've been pursuing and have presented in lectures and elsewhere is formulated in this phrase, the virtual is not the real, and that we need to have a clear cultural and psychological distinction between the world and reality as presented to us virtually and the real as it really is, the thing in itself. And one of the things I liked about Lindsay's vision that, you know, encouraged me to join her and participate in this project is the sense that the real world can be told in part because it's telling you about God all the time. The birds are telling you about God. The grass is telling you about God. The trees grow in order to praise God. And that there's a kind of vibrancy and life to everything that is real, to the created world. As a consequence, you know, this is an introduction to literature, too, because this is Dickens, who is filled with the adjectives and verbs of life applied to inanimate objects. This is Gerard Manley Hopkins saying the world is charged with the grandeur of God. This is the whole sense of literature, that these things that surround us are, by the very act of their reality, you know, vibrant and almost alive and speaking if only we had ears to listen.
Lindsay, it seems it has a certain courage or a certain, you know, necessity right now to say that this is a thank you note to God when there is so much that's going wrong in the world. Do you find that you struggle with your faith, or do you find the opposite is true, that your faith is what helps you do the work that you do as a journalist in the world?
Yeah, I would say that the latter is true. I think that what is also true is that as journalists, we often don't talk about our faith. I think that there is somewhere along the line there became this kind of this same as, you know, separation of church and state as far as journalists go, where we just don't really talk about it. That's not to say that there aren't a lot of journalists out there who are people of faith, but I think it's just not conveyed often in the way that we convey our storylines. But I do think that, you know, one thing with the news, you know, for example, in the last few days, the conversation has basically been about, you know, giving teachers guns. And I saw a meme that I thought was so interesting where it was like a little kid writing, well, God, why are you allowing these terrible things to happen in our school? And then God wrote back, well, because the school stopped allowing me inside them. And I do think that now we are having this conversation more. And, you know, there's maybe it's just anecdotal, but some school districts were talking about kind of reintroducing the kids to God in the school systems. And I do think that if nothing more, we're going to start having more conversations about it within, you know, the news and within media. And I think that that's healthy. I think that that's positive. And, you know, but outside of that, whatever you do, you know, for a career, I think it's important for parents, just for parents to their children, to introduce them to who God is and at early an age as possible.